So where are your pajamas? So the kids walking out in their finest pajamas as the clocks changed. If I wore my pajamas, I'd be here in sweatpants and Cape Cod t-shirts. That's about all I wear for pajamas. But it's good to see you all here today. Today is the Feast of All Saints. Remember the saints who've gone before us. As I always say, not just the well-known saints, but the saints who touched our lives. That aunt, that grandmother, that sister, that mom, that dad, that uncle, that cousin, that friend, that teacher, that person down the street in our neighborhood. We remember those who touched our lives in so many ways today. Today is also the day of our annual meeting, and I oftentimes take that as an opportunity to talk a little bit about highlight some things in our parish life together, and I'd like to do that this morning. I'd like to share this experience I had. I wrote it in my newsletter article recently, but a few weeks ago I was standing in the narthex greeting folks as they were departing the service. And a preacher said to me, just came over and said, George, I just want to let you know how important it is for me to be here today. Because being here reminds me of who I am. Because what I hear here reminds me of who I am. Because what I hear here, I don't hear or experience there. And that need to be reminded of who we are and who we can be in a world that so needs that presence. It's important to be here, to hear what we hear here. But it's even more significant that we take that there, that we take that through the doors as we leave here in our rhythm of life. So I want to talk a little bit today about that idea of how we continue to be here and grow in that sense of folks who can be here with us, but how being there is a way of making some of that happen. I want to highlight a few ministries. By highlighting a few ministries, there's others I'm not highlighting. And there are so many ministries here. You hear that all the time. We have close to 60 or so active ministries that people are engaged with. But I want to take a chance to just look at three. One ministry, and two of these ministries are ministries that have sort of evolved, have come about in this last year or year and a half. One of those ministries is our resilience ministry. And you may have heard the work that we're doing. We have quite a few people involved with this ministry. It started about a year and a half ago, a few folks getting together to look at this work. We're a parish that we know has many children. We have a preschool, have a children's ministry. It's one of the things that our parish seems to be known for. So this whole idea of children in our midst and children beyond ourselves, what are ways that we can look at that and explore ways that we can be kind of useful out there as well as here? This work of resilience has evolved over the last, I'm not sure how many years, 10 or 15 years, maybe more, people recognizing and seeing that some of the experiences that children have in their childhood, some kind of negative experiences, adverse childhood experiences, I call ACEs, A-C-E, adverse childhood experiences, how those experiences can have such an impact on a child as they grow. And that may say, well, duh, yeah, that makes sense. But the thing is, sometimes we can forget those things, but the teaching of this wisdom is that the body never forgets. And there's been this whole realization that this kind of the biology of this stress in children's lives, the impact it can have later in their lives, even leading to diseases, heart disease, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and depression, and so many overwhelming things. So we've gotten some folks together here at St. Paul's who are beginning to explore this work of resilience. How can we look at children today and enable them and teach adults as well how we can be aware of the impact that these early childhood experiences have on children? and try to be present to that and give them tools and skills to kind of live through that. So it's an evolving ministry. It's an exciting thing when a ministry is beginning. We're all there kind of learning together. There's this movement in our hearts to respond, and we're discovering what it needs to look like. And what it's looking like right now in our parish is we're looking to be a resource, a group of folks who can perhaps invite others to share in this information, to share in this kind of wisdom and insight. Not that we're authorities in it, but there are people out there who are. We're beginning to unite with some of those resources beyond ourselves and become part of that conversation, part of that presence in our community around us. So that's an evolving ministry that I think is something to keep an eye on as we grow and deepen in what we're called to be. Another ministry that has evolved and really come to the surface this past year, but it's been going on for about a year and a half, is what we oftentimes refer to as the Wake Sponsors, Wake County Sponsors. This really began in some ways, you could say it began in many different ways, but the clergy in Cary, we've been getting together for years and coming to know each other. And among ourselves, among some of us, there was a conversation of how do we expand this sense of relationship and this sense of having an impact on the wider community, not just Cary, but perhaps even Wake County. And so some of us began to explore that, began to get together with other clergy from other congregations, religious traditions, faith traditions throughout Wake County, to the point that there are about 60 or so congregations, 60 or so clergy of those congregations who've gotten together over the last year and a half. And the goal is this, to just get to know each other and to share our stories, the stories of what is it that drives us to want to make a difference in our community. What is it that drives us to want to enable all who live in our communities to flourish? And what are ways we can do that? We're not getting into the ways how to do it right now, but building on those relationships. And so all of us have been invited, the clergy, us meaning clergy at this point, are invited to spend time, go out for a cup of coffee, have lunch, have a beer with another clergy person, and share your story and come to know one another. As that process has evolved, we're now looking at inviting our congregations to do that kind of work. And in the last probably almost a year or so, we've had some gatherings of people in Wake County, and people from the different congregations have come. A few months ago, we had, I don't know, between 200-300 people gather in a church in Raleigh to kind of come together and to begin this exercise of coming to know each other, be in relationship with each other. And today, from 2 to 4 o'clock, we're hosting a few congregations that will come together with us, the Raleigh Islamic Association, Antioch Bible Fellowship, Pullen Memorial Baptist Church, AME Zion Church, Riley Baptist Church, I'm not sure I'm getting everybody, but we're coming together, and here's the goal today, to meet each other, and to show each other how to do that. To show each other how to share our stories. I mean, I have a story in my life about what it is that drives me to reach out to folks who I feel are unjustly being treated. I have a story. It's very personal. I'm not sharing that with you right now. It'll take too long. But what is it that motivates you and drives you to do this kind of work? And so we're going to learn how to do that and build on those relationships. And once we've built on those relationships, once we've come to be in relationship with each other, the cold medicine that's making me kind of lose my voice here. when we've entered into a relationship with each other and come to know each other, then we look at what is it we can do together. What is it that is important to all of us to do and make a difference in? And what intrigues me about this work that we're doing is all these meetings we've gone to, it is across the entire political spectrum. Everybody across the political spectrum, across the theological spectrum. Across many, I could list the demographics. It is an incredible gathering of folks. So I find that to be very engaging. And over the next few years, we'll be looking to become more and more involved in that when we begin to be in relationship, trust each other, know who we are, and begin to look at the area we live in and how do we help people to flourish in their lives. Wake County Sponsors. If you can come by today between 2 and 4, please do that. If you can't, there'll be other opportunities as well, but we're doing that today. Looking forward to it. Another area that's grown tremendously is our adult formation Each Sunday, we gather in the chapel at 10:15, and we've had the numbers of folks engaged in that has been really, really satisfying and really rewarding. Some of the presentations are given by yours truly, your clergy, some by members of our parish. We have guests come in to speak and present things, and it's been really, really well received. And that sense of being formed, adult formation in our lives together. In a couple of weeks, I want to shed a light on December 2nd. We have Adrian Cook coming. Adrian was a supply priest here for a couple Sundays during the summer. And Adrian works with young adults in the area as well as college students. And she's going to be presenting a one-day, almost retreat, really, on the Enneagram. You may have heard me mention this before, the Enneagram. It's a spiritual, deep spiritual tool. Richard Rohr is big into the Enneagram and many other spiritual leaders. And we really invite you to consider that in the midst of your Advent this year, to come together and for that day. It's a big commitment. It's a whole day. But keep that on your radar. But there are these other ways that we're looking to deepen our adult formation and begin to reach out to the wider community to invite folks to be connected and to come to know who we are. So I think this idea of gathering here to remind who we are and gathering others to know who we are and learn who we are, but then together going forth to make a difference out there is the call that we have as a people. It's where I see a lot of the energy of our congregation going. That doesn't mean all the other things are not happening. Everything else continues, the vitality, the life of things here at St. Paul's. Also just want to remind you, next year, 2019, will be an important year, special year. I will be taking a sabbatical next year, 2019. I'll be away for a few months. Clergy are supposed to take sabbaticals every 5 to 7 years. The last sabbatical I took was in 2007, so it'll be like 12 years since my last sabbatical. So I have not been good at that, but I'm looking forward to some time away. What a sabbatical is, it's really a sabbatical for both the clergy person and the congregation. We're in relationship with each other, and being away, being apart, for me, it'll be a time of renewal, refreshment. Kind of a chance to be revitalized and look at, to pull back and do some reading, some studying, some thinking, and also just kind of breathe a bit. One thing I look forward to most on sabbatical are long weekends. Clergy don't get long weekends. It'll be a great thing to have. And spend time with my family, to be honest with you, spend time with my family. So I'm looking forward to that. And we'll have some clergy that will be helping out during that time, still putting that together. 2019 is a significant year for me personally in that in February, I will have been the rector here 20 years, which I cannot believe that. Fastest 20 years of my life in February of 2019. And then in November of 2019, I will be celebrating my 40th anniversary of ordination to the priesthood. And I spent half my priesthood with you here at St. Paul's. That struck me the other day. Yesterday was actually my 39th anniversary of ordination of the priesthood, but next November will be the 40th. So it just seems like one of those, I don't know if numbers are that important, significant, but it just seems 40 years ordained, 20 years at St. Paul's, good time to sort of just be refreshed, renewed, and prepare ourselves to the years ahead, as we continue on in ministry. So let's celebrate today who we are as a parish. We have challenges. We have areas of growth, areas where we can look at. We are in the midst of a world that is a challenging world, a challenging climate. And we have, I think we have a voice in that. St. Paul's is a voice in that. I think the Episcopal Church is a voice in that. I think we can make a difference out there. So we need to continue to be here, to hear what we hear here. But remind ourselves that we're also called to go there to make a difference in this world. And I see that happening. I see that building. I see that growing. And look forward as we go forward in ministry together.